Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say a big thank you once again to every one of you who've taken time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Very special program today on The Cross in the Desert. I want to take us into one of the novels that I wrote about 5 years ago. It was really a life-transforming experience for me. It was based on a political movie, a documentary that my wife and I saw by Dinesh D'Souza called Death of a Nation. And it was talking about the liberal onslaught, the false accusations, the hatred, the maniacal treatment of Donald Trump by the liberal left, and how they are trying to control our thinking, our speech, transforming our nation. And in one segment of the movie, Dinesh D'Souza introduced a character, Sophie Scholl, with her brother Hans Scholl of the White Rose. And it was a short, brief segment that showed an example of these university students who were living in Germany during World War II. They were very, very courageous in that they printed leaflets to awaken the people to what was happening to their country, that this is a madman. He's trying to destroy us. And the reason Dinesh put that segment in his movie, Death of a Nation, was to say, look, the political climate here is so dark. The deep state is trying to change our nation into a socialist nation. They're trying to destroy the roots of our freedom and constitution. We may be just like Hans and Sophie Scholl, that we're going to have to go underground to fight for our freedom, that we're going to have to be brave and courageous, because in the true life experience of the White Rose, they called themselves Hans and Sophie Scholl, they ended up being executed by guillotine because they dared to speak out against Hitler. I want to feature this book today to show us from a different angle. I wrote The White Rose about Hans and Sophie Scholl, but it's in the context of my Iranian friends, and I'm going to explain that. All of us who are listening this morning who are not familiar with the inner workings of the White Rose, I want to play this brief segment, and then I'm going to come back and talk to you about my book. Let's listen.
Hans Scholl was one of those few exceptional Germans brave enough to take the risk. The only pictures that survive show him as a young student at Munich University. It was there he'd learned to hate Nazism, how it crushed individual freedom. In 1942, with a small group of student friends, he began to print leaflets in secret. They called themselves the White Rose, white for purity.
We will not be silenced. We are your bad conscience. The White Rose will not leave you in peace.
At first, Hans's sister Sophie was angry, terrified that he should run such a risk. But she too loathed the Nazis. The way, for instance, the local party boss, Paul Giesler, had urged the girl students to bear a child for Hitler.
One a year. That's what we want. Preferably a boy. It's pretty automatic once you're in the swing of it, and if you're too charmless to find a mate, I'll lend you one of my officers.
Giesler sparked off a near riot amongst the Munich students. For Hans and Sophie, it spurred them on to more opposition. Another 5 leaflets printed in bulk and taken by train for posting in towns across Germany. The aim was to spread the word.
In the name of the German people, we demand of Hitler the return of our most valuable possession, freedom.
Where did it come from?
A leaflet of the resistance movement in Germany.
How did they get our address?
I don't know. From the phone book, it doesn't matter.
Burn it! You must burn it! It mustn't be found in the house!
I will burn it. But first, I'm going to read it.
On February the 18th, 1943, Hans and Sophie were spotted in the empty university, showering leaflets down the central stairwell. They'd known the risks. Sophie had said just days before,
"So many people have died for this regime. It's time someone died against it."
They were arrested, tried, and beheaded for high treason.
I never saw these two young people. I heard only bits and pieces of the story broadcast from London. But the importance of what I heard, I could hardly believe it.
BBC Home and Forces Program.
The Scholls are the first in Germany with the courage to speak out for the truth. One day we must all make a pilgrimage to their graves and stand before them ashamed.
There you have it. It's a brief, brief synopsis of The White Rose. Now, the reason I wrote this book is because of the courage of Hans and Sophie Scholl under a dictatorship government. Well, any of you that listen to The Cross in the Desert know the situation about my Iranian friends. There's no freedom. They're oppressed. Women's rights, men's rights, no freedom. So in my book, The White Rose, Long Live Freedom, I decided to do this story a very unique and different way. The story begins with an English teacher in Tehran. Her name is Samira. She is writing about Hans and Sophie, and she's going to Germany to see the new White Rose Museum and just do a little bit of fact-finding before she actually publishes her book. She's on the verge of finishing it. Now, Samira has a group of students in her English class that talk to her frequently about the problems of living in Iran, the no freedom, the dictatorship. So her English teacher, their English teacher, Samira, comes across a book written about Hans and Sophie Scholl, and she is so taken in by how courageous this small band of German students were during Hitler's regime. She decides we need to learn from them, to take the White Rose here to Iran. We need to stand up. So she forms a secret book club and gives each one of her English students a copy of the book she wrote about Hans and Sophie Scholl. And in my story, as I unfold the story of the White Rose, I come back to where they're finishing reading the chapter together, and they have this dialogue and commentary about what they've read. It's a secret book club. This is the way I wrapped it around the story of Hans and Sophie Scholl. I think you get an understanding of where I'm going with this. And so this is a unique book. Excuse me. It is saying, Samira is saying, Look what Hans and Sophie Scholl were able to accomplish with just a few of them. We need to look at their life, look at their courage, look at their story, and let's do what they did. We have technology. We have millions of more people than the White Rose have. Why are we being so silent? Now I want to take you into my book as you have a backdrop, and I want to read a little bit to you. They have just read about Sophie getting on the train and going to hand out leaflets in Stuttgart, Germany. Now, they just finished. They have a certain time to start and finish reading Samira's book together in the Secret Book Club. And here's where I want to explain what's happening to you. Thank you so much for sharing and reading, Sahar, Samira said graciously. Sahar smiled back at Samira and laid down her copy of the book, The White Rose. She wiped the tears from her eyes with a Kleenex and then stared back toward the other members of the Secret Book Club. We should all be ashamed of ourselves, Sahar said, with disgust on her voice. Her blunt statement had taken the other members of the reading group by surprise. What do you mean, Sahar? Hengama asked with an astonished look on her face. How many members were in the White Rose? How many? Sahar asked in frustration. The group was silent. No one wanted to answer. They had looks of shame on their faces. They had finally realized what Sahar was trying to say. They were only a handful, a few members. Look at us. Look at Iran. There are millions of us living in fear every day. There are millions who are keeping silent, afraid of what the government will do to them if they dare to criticize or speak up. There are also millions who unfortunately are following the government blindly for the benefits, for their reputation. Expressions of conviction and shame fell upon the faces of the other young women. Sahar had their undivided attention for the moment. Hans and Sophie risked their lives every day for the precious gift of freedom in a culture that was under the iron fist of the deadliest dictatorship in history. But how are we any different 75 years later? We have a cruel dictator called the Supreme Leader who has turned our Persian culture into the Islam of hell. How many of us would be willing to stand up and speak out for others like Hans and Sophie did? They were also university students just like we are, yet they gave every minute of their lives for others. They loved freedom so much that it didn't bother them that they could be arrested and executed. They were willing to put their lives on the line for freedom, for the freedom of their people. You are right, Sahar. Look at us. Every day, we complain about the situation we are in to each other. We complain about the hijab law. We complain about Facebook and the internet being tilted. We complain about no freedom of religion, no freedom of speech. We complain, but we refuse to act. There were only a few young people called the White Rose, but they refused to be silent. Look at us. There are millions of Iranians, not just a few. And what an incredible difference we could make if we united together for a single cause of freedom, Hengama shouted. Sahar and Hengama, your observations are excellent, Samira interrupted. Now I have a plan for all of us. It is very risky, but as you both pointed out, Hans and Sophie and the other members of the White Rose risked their lives for freedom. They were very small, but in the end, their efforts were distributing leaflets made an incredible difference in history. The eyes of everyone were riveted on Samira. Hans and Sophie had very primitive equipment, but they had something greater. They had a passion for freedom. With their primitive typewriter and duplicating machine, they produced thousands of leaflets. We have something far more technological and something that can make a huge difference in our situation. We have social media. We have the internet. When we post our opinions and comments on websites, I want you to think of them as modern-day leaflets. So I have a plan for us. The plan is voluntary. I am not forcing you to participate, but as we continue to read this story together, I am sure you're going to want to be involved. There was total silence among the group. Samira continued, I have created a website that will be heavily trafficked. There will be thousands of people that will view this website. I have called our website the White Rose in honor of Hans and Sophie. What I am asking you to do is, for your safety, create fake accounts with fake names. That will protect each of us. Then I am asking you to go to this website and begin speaking out about all of the issues that are oppressing us. In your speeches, you will call upon others to join the movement. I understand that the cyber police are very smart, and that's why we must protect our identities so that they cannot trace our posts back to us. Our individual posts will be our leaflets. Samira? I understand we must be very careful, but look at Hans and Sophie. It didn't bother them. They went out into the streets and protested with their leaflets. Here, we are safely protesting in our homes with phony names. I don't think that takes much courage, do you? Sahar interrupted. Samira nodded her head in agreement. You're right, Sahar. They were unafraid to go out into the streets. They had incredible courage. Samira paused and collected her thoughts and then stared intently back at the group. I am hoping that many Iranians will go out in the streets and demand their rights. I am not stopping any of you from doing this. You are free to do that. But what I am hoping is that our movement, the White Rose, will encourage others in cities all over Iran to take this to the streets. This is much more than a secret book club reading about Hans and Sophie and the heroic exploits, Samira. You wrote this book and called us together to become a modern-day example of the White Rose, didn't you? Nahid asks. Samira removed her glasses. A tiny tear trickled down her face. She smiled in agreement. You are right, Nahid. Yes, that was my intention. I know all of you quite well, and I also knew that this story might just be the catalyst to get all of us motivated to stand up and speak out. I am ready, Sahar confidently proclaimed. I wanted to read this section to share with you the whole prism view of this book. It certainly is about Hans and Sophie Scholl and the White Rose, but it's written in the context of this secret book club. This university teacher is risking her life, her reputation, but she cares about her students, and she realizes that this is an incredible movement, the White Rose. They were very small, but look what we can do with modern technology, with passion, with courage. And so the book is written around what is happening to my friends in Iran, but it is including, of course, the true story of Hans and Sophie Scholl. As we think about Iran today, and we think about the book that I wrote, I want us to go back to this movie that I got this idea from, Death of a Nation by Dinesh D'Souza. I knew right away when he shared that segment with Sophie Scholl being arrested, I knew right away I had to write their story. But I didn't want to just write another book about the White Rose. There's many books out there. And then it occurred to me, why not write it in the context of your Iranian friends? And then this idea emerged, this secret book club. But most importantly, what I want us to leave today thinking about is our nation, America. We are in a battle every day for truth and freedom. We are in the midst of a cultural transformation by a corrupt government. And now I understand why Dinesh put that segment in the movie. He was saying it may come to this, that one day, just like Hans and Sophie Scholl, in order to stand up for the truth, it may cost us our lives. And it's frightening. I'm not trying to scare or alarm us. I'm just trying to say that is a possibility. With the way things are going in this nation, it's going to take the courage of the White Rose for every one of us to stand up and to say no to tyranny, to say no to big tech, to say no to a socialist movement that is trying to transform our country. In fact, in the beginning of my book, which I wrote in 2019, I talked about the rise of revival of National Socialism here in America, and I gave some examples at that time But ever since I've written this book, it has emerged even more. This was written right before COVID, and you know the rest of the story. So what I want to leave us with today is a commitment, a courageous commitment, that trusting in the power and the grace of God, that we will have that same courage that Hans and Sophie had, that my Iranian friends had. And if you want to read the rest of the story of this book, I encourage you to go up to Amazon. It's an audio book now. It's going to even bring more life to you as you listen to it. It's called The White Rose, Long Live Freedom, and the link will be up on my page. I want to leave us today with kind of a heavy, grungy type song, but it gets the point. I thought this song spoke directly about who Hans and Sophie Scholl were. It's by the hard rock Christian group Skillet. The song called Resistance. It's everything we need to know in order to fight this battle. Let's listen.
It's our world.
that will wake you up this morning if you're not awake. That is Skillet. This is how we rise up. We're the resistance. That's what it's going to take, folks. We're going to have to stop trying to be nice, and we're going to have to fight with our weapons of warfare, the spiritual weapons that God outlines for us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. I want to read to you an important last few words from Sophie Scholl on her execution day, February 22nd, 1943. Quote, "How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there is hardly anyone willing to give himself up individually to a righteous cause? Such a fine sunny day and I have to go. But what does my death matter if, through us, thousands of people are awakened and stirred to action?" Some important last words of Sophie Scholl, the last words of Hans Scholl right before the guillotine blade landed on his neck was, "Long live freedom." In one of the leaflets, number four leaflet, they produced six in all, the fourth leaflet said, "We will not be silent. We are your bad conscience. The white rose will not leave you in peace." Their leaflets awakened a deceived nation. Their leaflets stirred the hearts of many university students in Munich the day of their arrest. Their message was broadcast loud and clear after their death. Allied bombers dropped thousands of their leaflets into Germany right before D-Day. Do you understand what it took? Just a few courageous group of university students that said, "I'm tired of my country being led astray. I am tired of my country being deceived. I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to be their voice. I'm going to stand up to this dictator." You see, that's the kind of courage, the kind of fire that the left really understands. For so long, they have thought we are wimpish and afraid, but we are not. Our weapons are not carnal. They are like leaflets, their messages. It's peaceful, but we have the courage to stand up and take our spiritual weapons and aim it at the satanic forces that are surrounding our government and our nation. And in the authority of Christ, we can take back our country. So I hope today, through quoting from my book, The White Rose, and sharing this story, that I have encouraged you to stand up. My Iranian friends know all about a dictatorship government, and we are living through much the same thing here. So let's be brave. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be silent. Let's stand up, and let's make our voices be heard, because there's coming a day where it's going to be a little bit like the White Rose in Germany if we're not careful. And I'm praying that we never cross that line. So thank you so much today for listening. Thank you for always praying for my Iranian friends. I want you to have an incredible weekend, and I will see you again on Monday on the cross in the desert. God bless you all. Have a great weekend.